Our coordinator for continuity of government. We will call him Fred here to protect his identity at the request of the government. Fred joined us. How do I activate COG? I asked him. In the exercises we had done, the person playing the president had always given that order. You tell me to do it, Fred replied. At that moment, Paul handed me the white phone to the Presidential Emergency Operations Center. It was Fensel. Air Force One is getting ready to take off, with some press still on board. He'll divert to an airbase. Fighter escort is authorized. And tell the Pentagon they have authority from the president to shoot down hostile aircraft. Repeat, they have authority to shoot down hostile aircraft. Roger that, I said. I was amazed at the speed of the decisions coming from Cheney and through him from Bush. Tell them I'm instituting COG. I turned back to Fred. Go. DOD, DOD. I tried to get the attention of those still on screen in the Pentagon. Three decisions. One, the president has ordered the use of force against aircraft deemed to be hostile. Two, the White House is also requesting fighter escort of Air Force One. Three, and this applies to all agencies, we're initiating COG, continuity of government. Please activate your alternate command centers and move staff to them immediately. Rumsfeld said that smoke was getting into the Pentagon, secure teleconferencing studio. Frank Miller urged him to helicopter to the Defense Department's alternate site. I'm too goddamn old to go to an alternate site, the secretary answered. Rumsfeld moved to another studio in the Pentagon and sent his deputy, Paul Wolfowitz, to the remote site. General Myers asked, Okay, shoot down aircraft, but what are the ROE? ROE were rules of engagement. It was one thing to say it's okay to shoot down a hijacked aircraft threatening to kill people on the ground, but we needed to give pilots more specific guidelines than that. I asked Miller and Greenwood to make sure the Department of Defense had an answer to that question quickly. I don't want them delaying while they're lawyering this to death. Lisa slipped a note in front of me. CNN says car bomb at the State Department. Fire on the mall near the Capitol. Ralph Siegler stuck his head around the door. Secret Service reports a hostile aircraft 10 minutes out. My secretary, Beverly Roundtree, arrived and distributed gas masks. Roger Cressy suggested we activate the emergency broadcasting system. And have them say what? I asked. State, state, I called to get Rich Armitage's attention. The Deputy Secretary of State had been a Navy SEAL and looked it. He responded in tactical radio style. State here, go. Rich, has your building just been bombed? I asked. Does it fucking look like I've just been bombed, Dick? Well, no, but the building covers 4 blocks and you're behind a big vault door. And you need to activate your COG site. All right, goddammit, I'll go look for myself, Armitage said, lifting himself out of the chair and disappearing off camera. Where the hell is our COG site? Fred returned. We have a chopper on the way to extract the speaker from the Capitol. Do you want all departments to go to COG or just the national security agencies? The Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, was next in line to the presidency if Bush and Cheney were killed or incapacitated. Soon, he would be skimming across backed-up traffic and on his way to a cave. Everybody, Fred, all departments, and check with the Capitol Police to see if there's a fire. Already did, Fred replied. It's bogus. No fires, no bombs. But the streets and the metro are jammed with people trying to get out of town. It's going to be hard to get people to the alternate sites. Siegler was back. Hostile aircraft. 8 minutes out. Frank Miller pulled me aside. We got to get these people out of here, he said, and then looked me in the eyes. But I'll stay here, with you, if you're staying.